This is Alex Peace of EG with Steve Harrington of Regal London, Planning Director. After the release of the London Plan, Sadiq Khan and the GLA's plan for the next 20, 25 years of planning and infrastructure development across London. Steve, thank you very much for joining me. Regal London are obviously a quite large-scale developer across the capital, looking to get larger, do a lot of different tenures within that, not just residential or not just for sale residential. From your perspective, what's the most important or heartening stuff to come out of the plan?
Hi, Alex. I mean, really for us, we're really pleased that the consultation has kind of commenced on the new London plan. We think it's really good that there's no clarity in policy on some of the mayor's strategic objectives for development across London. We think it's a really good positive thing that there's going to be closer alignment now with policy and some of the kind of clear decision making, in the way the mayor has been determining applications over the last 18 months or so of his tenure. So really, real positive, I think, from our side that we've got clarity just on some of his key messages and objectives.
Mm-hmm. I mean, from your perspective, I should rephrase that. Density has been one of the key messages from the new plan, in that the mayor is encouraging higher density. Is that going to help you with your developments? Will that help make things more viable? Do you think walking into local authorities, they want to hear, oh yes, we'd like to put more units onto this site?
I mean, I think what it does is, again, it moves us away from a kind of prescriptive approach of density matrices, which we think is a very, very good thing. Our experiences with local planning authorities generally are that where development is seen as being good development, then the density targets, call it that, were never really a barrier to good development. But it's a positive, I think, that kind of threshold approach has been removed. There's reference in the document now to kind of new tests and new measures of what's good design and what's kind of good development. And I think so long as you were able to kind of maintain those good standards, if it's residential accommodation, good kind of environmental requirements, then, prescriptive density targets shouldn't really stand in the way of that. So, yeah, I mean, I think it will, it just provides more certainty to kind of all people in that discussion that they don't need to be afraid of going beyond a kind of previous target in a policy document. So again, I think that's a positive thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily think any kind of sensible grown-up discussions about density and good design will be changed dramatically by that, but it will just give people more confidence, I think, to have that sensible discussion.
Anything in there that you would have liked to see or that's not been there, or anything you're particularly disappointed by and shows a misunderstanding of the situation?
It's not necessarily disappointment, but I think given our business and where we like to develop in and around central London, we've got a very strong track record of development in places like Camden and Hackney and Tower Hamlets. Not all of them, but some of those kind of more central boroughs have had a reduction in housing targets. And it's, there's a focus on delivering, greater levels of housing out in the outer London areas and suburbs following new transport routes, etc. And, we welcome that. I think what we would just have a slight note of caution on is kind of not necessarily taking the foot off the pedal in some of those central London boroughs. And I think we appreciate they've seen a lot of development and a lot of growth, using Tower Hamlets as an example. And the key thing there is that infrastructure needs to keep up. So I think what we would probably have liked to have seen is just, even if targets didn't increase in those areas, that they were at least maintained as they were, if that makes sense. I don't know if it just sends out a little bit of a wrong message to some people to reduce housing targets, when obviously overall numbers need to go up and we need to deliver more. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's just a slight criticism. Again, going back to having sensible grown-up discussions with people, I don't anticipate you would walk through the doors of a borough like Hackney and Tower Hamlets and they would, tell you that the housing target has been met. I think everyone appreciates it's a minimums and we need to be striving for as much good development as we can get. So,
mm-hmm. Well, we've still got months and months, if not years, of consultation on it. So we'll
absolutely
wait and see what the final version looks like. Steve, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Alex.